Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
Hello? Hello?
Podcast Network Asia.
All right, welcome, hey, Patunay.
Just to continue that thought, I think the reason is Mark Sung is hella tall. So difficulty to him is not the same for everyone. You know what I mean? Because when get crazy, he can just like dab his feet down easily. And he doesn't remember that other people are shorter or not as muscular or, you know?
Yeah.
I think it's just an innocent and honest mistake on his part to think that everyone would think his trails are easy because he's tall.
All right, wait. Let's take a step back and
chaos here. Hi.
Introduce the show. Welcome back, Jenna. So this is Tunay na Rider episode 117.
It's
116. I want to thank everybody here. First off, this was last minute. Last night lang kami nagtawag, and everybody showed up. So, hindi namin naklayan, lahat kayo sisipot, pero what are we gonna do?
Si Brandon na bahala dyan.
We've got Buck here. Buck is here in body but not in spirit. Medyo broken siya sa bundok today. Masama yung pakiramdam niya.
Kain muna ako maraming itlog.
Medyo chaos yung show today. We've got Jenna. Welcome back, Jenna.
Hi, thank you for having me back.
Ganda ng webcam mo ngayon, ah.
I know, right? I have a fucking ring light in my bathroom.
Anong ginagawa mo sa banyo?
This is what I'm doing.
All right, and then we've got ito, may utang pa ako for the next year. Vince Tagle.
Yan yung grabe mang budol.
Grabe from Ryan Manila and Boss.
We've got yun, Brando, who dropped me in a river.
From Marinas, Mr. Banayan.
Number one budolero yan.
And we've got three people I don't know.
So I can introduce them.
Jenna, you'll go for it.
So first off, we have the two partners of Enduro Factory PH, Pau Durrell and Ariel Ansaldo. Both very experienced coaches in hard enduro, also very competent and big adventure bike riders. And up next, we have Don Joseph, from FJ Moto Enduro, one of the most experienced groups that organize enduro races here in the country. And of course, the shop. Go to Enduro.
Awesome.
Shop. So thank Enduro you Factory again. And FJ Moto are enduro shops. So if anyone is interested to get into trail bikes, trail riding, with coaching, they all offer that. They have their own coaches, assistant coaches. They have rentals. They have fleets that you can buy, whatever. Just if you want to get into it, these are the two groups that would help you immensely.
Oh, and birthday pala ni Bak.
Yun, Bak, happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Bak.
Happy birthday, Bak.
Ha, kailan? Hindi, ha?
All right. Boots, Bak. Bagong boots. O nga.
Yan ba? Wala naman.
Okay. Usually, walang kwentong co-host si Bak. Usually, ha? Today, lalo na. Nagpaalam na sa akin. Mag-on-cam lang siya, pero hindi natin siya
maintindihan. Did he come from like a hard trail ride or something? Bak?
Kumakain ako ng ano to? Adobo yung itlog.
I think Bak and Mark did something in the mountains.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Recover well, buddy. Happy birthday.
Yan ang ba yan? Pagbagong boots nilalagnat.
Delikado ng boots eh. Delikado na palit ng bagong boots. Makakaragnat.
I have no idea what's happening. This is gonna be more chaotic than usual. But there was this big event that happened a week ago, no?
Oh?
Yeah, September 10 to 11, technically.
And I remember Mark and Buck talking about it, super excited when we rode to Tagaytay, tinesco yung bike ni Vince. Ay, yung bike ko pala. And then, sabi na, uy, exciting to. Nandun si Jarvis, akala ko Iron Man. So I got excited, pero hindi pala. Si Paul Bettany, si Vision. So what happened? Can somebody take the lead for the show? Because I have no idea what's happening.
I can help if dyan. Brando promises to help.
Oh, Brando, pag huminto ka na, club ka na. Oh, Jenna, go for it.
Okay. So on the weekend of September 10 to 11, something happened called the Motul Splenduro Asia Pacific Hard Enduro Championship. And it was a two-day race presented by Motul Philippines, Enduro Factory PH, and FJ Moto Enduro. And what made it special was it was the first national race that brought together the hardest enduro riders, men and women, from the entire Philippines. As in, there was a friggin' awesome champion rider from Mindanao and Davao who showed up. And the trail was designed by this guy named Chris, an Aussie, to emulate a world-class hard enduro race. So it was like the first...
Jenna.
What?
Sorry, let me make a correction. Chris Go. Is not an Aussie. He's an Oso.
So this is the first enduro championship that local riders got to taste how hard an international one would be. And what made it even more special is they had two guests of honor. One was Cheyenne Jones, one of the best female Australian enduro riders. And she's a Red Bull Romaniacs finisher. Beautiful girl, like shorter than 5'2". And
anak ni Indiana yun.
So she actually raced in both the women's class and the men's class. And when she raced in like the male category, either silver or gold, right? She got second place. She got second place against our best guys. And of course, the guest of honor was Graham Jarvis, the god of hard enduro. They call him the king of hard enduro because that guy's.
We should ask Ariel or Pau, what is enduro and what is hard enduro?
Okay.
Yan ang magaling na host.
Oh, di ba?
Go, Vince.
Pro na pro eh.
Hindi, yun nga. No? Pero Ariel and Pau, kasi sila yung, sila talagang mga hard enduro guys. Eh, no? So, can you explain what is enduro and what is hard enduro? Kasi I didn't know before this event, no, that there is hard enduro. All I know is enduro lang. So, sabi ni Graham Jarvis, iba yung hard enduro. Okay, maybe you can explain, Ariel, Pau?
Mamaya explain ko naman yung ano, yung very hard enduro.
Or extreme, right?
King Tut enduro.
Ariel, go ahead, Ariel.
Anyway, enduro. Well, everybody naman, as long as it's dirt bike and you're in the mountains, that's enduro. And you're basically struggling with your bike. It becomes harder if you go to those sections na mahirap talaga and you tend to get help from your buddies. Sabi nila, yung iba budol, pero actually the budol is something, the one that bonds every rider. So, when it's enduro, it's having fun. It's hard. Like you go home like 10 p.m., 12 in the midnight. That's hard.
So, okay, so
you have a definition.
Curfew oras. Kung mga videos na nakita ko na alauna ng umaga, nasa bundok, hard
that's
enduro
hard.
Na yun.
Hard to explain.
I have another. Can I volunteer like my nerd perspective?
Go
for it. Go.
Enduro is also the technical term for a specific kind of motorsport. So it's trail riding, but with endurance involved. So an enduro event is a rally. Before, it used to mean timekeeping, meaning an enduro event like 2 decades or something ago meant from like one checkpoint to the other, you have to be on time with the time they give you, meaning you're expected to manage these obstacles at a certain constant speed. If you come too early or if you come too late, you're penalized. But now, rally races that are kind of long distance and very challenging are also considered enduro. So enduro is basically dirt bike rally.
Now I got more confused.
Maybe Boss Pau can give us some clarity.
Well, the enduro, yeah, it's a sport. Yeah, like what Ariel said, involves trail riding basically. So it became a sport because it involves, yeah, that's why it's called enduro, yung endurance natin. So we have to push the limits ng bike, our physical limits, our emotional, mental, yeah. So everything. The enduro scene in the Philippines, part of our event, we also did a introduction ng history ng enduro in the Philippines. So we invited legends of enduro and motocross during the press con for Jarvis. So I guess so enduro really involves stamina, endurance when riding out in the trails, mountains, everything. So even the tracks that we develop or we created really push the riders to their limits.
Teka, okay. Meron ako explanation, mas madali, ang gulo ng explanation nila.
Enduro mahirap eh.
Oh, ikaw na tanong eh.
Oh.
Explanation mahirap.
Kala ko mas may magandang explanation eh. Anyway, sa akin no, mas simple. Enduro is riding your motorbike, usually a dirt bike or a trail bike, dun sa mga dinadaanan ng kabayo at kalabaw.
over distance.
Off the path, di ba? Yung mga, you know, sa mga probinsya, may mga bundok, may mga ano, may dinadaanan yung kabayo at kalabaw. That's enduro. Hard enduro is using your trail bike and motorcycle or whatever dun sa hindi na kaya ng kalabaw at kabayo.
In a masochistic manner.
That's hard enduro. Okay? So that, I think that's a simpler analogy.
Magdadala na ako lagi ng kalabaw pang sukat.
Don Joseph.
Don Joseph.
What's your definition?
Ang term nga dyan ni Boss Vic na tatandaan ko noon, basta yung tagisa na daw ng talino sa motor, ayaw na daw niya yun, mahirap na.
Don Joseph, what's your definition?
Talino, kasi, imang kumbaga parang obstacle course na yung dadaanan eh. Kaya nga sabi ni Vince, yung kahit yung kabayo, hindi dadaanan eh, dun sa hard enduro section.
Okay.
That's true.
DJ.
Don Joseph, DJ.
Baka mas lalo ko yung maguluhan pagka nagbigay pa ako ng definition. Basta mahirap.
Whatever. This is TNR. We live for gulo.
Brando, may dala ka bang ORCR?
This is the first time we've ever had somebody on the show freaking driving. Talk about disrespect. Next time, meron na nakamotor. So basta Don Joseph, mahirap. Yeah. Enduro, mahirap. Hard enduro, mas mahirap. Yun na yung definition.
Na nakuha niyo po.
Okay. If any of our viewers have a better definition, please post it. And then we'll read it. Jenna, you introduced Jarvis earlier. I think we've got a cool video of Jarvis.
Watch 2-9 Rider, Thursdays, 8 p.m.
Yun, pinaghirapan ni Bakyan. So why is this these three words, five words from Jarvis, so epic for people? Like, all right, I saw him give a thumbs up. This guy is supposed to be that. Now, what makes him so awesome?
Kasi sa enduro kasi he's considered the parang he's our Michael Jordan. So he won the enduro championship 7 times. So ayun. Kaya siya, that's a reason for bringing him here. Kasi he's the greatest.
Ganun ka simple. Pero yeah. How did you get him here? Hard. It was your idea. Mahirap ba to get like the Michael Jordan of hard enduro to go to the Philippines?
It was my idea to bring him here, but si Kuya Pao at si Kuya Ariel talaga ang susi why naging posible na makarating siya. So, silang dalawa yung may kasalanan but naparating si Jarvis.
All right. So, Kuya Pao, Kuya Ariel, paano niyo nagawa yun? Paano na niyo nahatak yung Michael Jordan of hard enduro?
Kuya Iba.
Ba sa Australia?
No, parang wala yata. Meron
so
ba?
Paano, paano yung definition ni Vince?
Kangaroo.
Kung hindi kaya ng kangaroo. Okay, sorry. Go ahead, Pao Ariel.
Anyway, si yung isang meron kaming since meron kaming shop, we order different parts from different suppliers. So, yung isang friend namin, si Mike Pamintuan, is in Australia. So, sabi namin, Mike, meron ba tayong contact with Jarvis? So, apparently, yung isang supplier is a close friend ni Jarvis. So, he created the group. Wala, simple lang. Nag-create lang siya ng group. Hi, hello. Nag-introduce lang kami and he requested for a letter for the event, an invitation actually. So, pinadala namin sa kanya. Tapos siguro binasa niya, nag-research din siya about enduro sa Philippines. So, na-mention ko yung about Enduro Factory, FJ Moto, and the community. Yun lang, he was interested. Ganun kadali. Nag-yes na agad siya.
Ayos ah. Madali lang pala kausap si ano, si Jarvis.
Madali lang. Madali lang. And explain namin sa kanya how we wanted to level up the enduro scene sa Philippines. So, kasi like, regularly, nagpapadala kami ng mga, nag-invite kami ng mga coach, ng mga international riders. So, pare-pareho sinasabi nila, yung enduro community o yung skill level ng riders natin is, I mean, medyo malayo tayo compared to the Asian riders, European riders. So hopefully, that will be the last na pupunta si Jarvis deep. And he promised naman he'll be here by November.
Oh, wow. So, okay. Let's go back to you saying that yung quality natin isn't that high. One, kahit anong bundok, kung sa kahit anong bundok ako umabot, pucha, may TMX doon na sobrang hardcore ah. Dapat natin, inherently magaling na tayo sa ganito, di ba? And two, what are you guys doing? I mean, ako, when Splenduro happened, it was all over my social media feed. As in, like, I had no idea. It was quiet. I heard Buck and Mark talking about it. Then, boom. So I guess you guys did succeed in getting people's attention. But how else are you leveling up the enduro and hard enduro scene in the Philippines?
Just like what Pao said, you know, inviting several coaches on a regular basis and enhancing yung mga skills ng mga enthusiasts and riders natin. I'm pretty sure a lot of them are watching right now. I think that's the only way. We get to accustom dun sa mga obstacles, and kasi enduro talaga is really about conserving your energy. So we do a lot of skills, our skill set. Malayo, yung skill set kasi malayo siya from the international level. Dahil yung mga international riders, they tend to do yung skills nila na hindi sila masyado napapagod. So having said, this training or this coaching by other professional riders, malaking bagay yun for the community. Like when Jarvis had his time to show off during the race, a lot of pro riders in the Philippines or the participants, na he even taught them while he was racing, he taught them where's the line, ito dapat yung gawin, and you know, Jarvis na yan eh, kaya ni Jarvis, so huwag ka matakot. That's the line that he took, so try mo. In fact, we saw a lot of professional who followed this line and then went up to that hard hill. So doable pala. It's just like parang kailangan lang natin ng somebody to affirm that this is doable. So parang kaya natin. It's just like natatakot lang siguro yung mga iba na gawin yung obstacle dahil hindi sila sanay. But again, if you do it on a regular basis, practice, practice, practice. Yung Pilipino kasi, race, minsan walang practice. Dapat, as what Jarvis said, it's all about conditioning your body, your how you react to the bike, how to stumble properly, how to make, alam mo yung mga, again, balance. It's all about balance. So, if you see Jarvis, yung balance niya parang magic eh. It makes it, yeah, that's one I think one reason why all the people are amazed, all the people wants to show it to see it live. Ano ba talaga yung kapasidad nitong tao na to? Kaya I mean the pool, yung how he's really a showman. So that inspired a lot of people.
And Ariel, no, that's the reason why you bring people like this, no, like Graham Jarvis, Cheyenne Jones, to for us to realize how far we are from international level, di ba? Kasi yeah, we won't improve our skill competing with the same skill level eh, no? Kailangan makita natin yung skill level outside the country para we can realize kung saan tayo kailangan.
You you do a GS trophy. So you qualify, and then when you qualify, you're being sent to the other country, and then dun makikita yung ano ba tayong Filipino versus the other Asian countries. So it's the same thing.
Now, it takes a lot of humility to accept na there's room for improvement, no? And I hope I'm not taking this down the wrong path, but recently may lumabas na article na pagdating sa educational system natin, sobrang mababa tayo. We're like in the lower 10% of all ano globally, diba? But it took a lot of guts for the educational institutions, the DepEd, the ano, to put us in that ranking. Kasi alam nila kulela tayo eh. And kailangan natin makita na mababa tayo para umangat. Hindi natin pwede na nakabubble lang tayo. Ay, galing talaga ni Bakpago, ganon-ganon, without seeing what's happening around the world. And that's what you guys did. And now there's may aspiration to get better. So I think that's pretty cool. I mean, it's a big step admitting that there's room to grow and improve.
Kaya lang iba, no? I think, you know, guys like Don Joseph, Ariel Pau, still needs the support of big companies, no? Kasi hindi mura dalin dito yung ganyang, ano, yung mga ganyang talent, no? Maswerte nga, napasok nila bago tumaas yung exchange rate, eh. Kung hindi, baka hindi pa. Hindi nila mapapasok si Graham dito. Mahal na, di ba? So, that's why we need big corporations to support. And sana ma-realize ng, ano, you know,
ma-realize ng Husqvarna
industry, no? Ano, no?
Ma-realize ng Husqvarna.
Hi everyone, Stancy here.
This is Ro.
My name is Chino.
And this is Camus.
If you're into anything and everything wrestling related, listen to our podcast, The Wrestling Wrestling Podcast, available on Spotify and all major podcast platforms. Make sure to follow us on social media at Wrestling2XPod as well.
Peace.
Various initiative to bring local motorsport world class, whether it's our own events or even sending our athletes abroad is a huge, like, multifaceted approach that takes, yes, like sponsorship, funding, training, and even cooperation with LGUs for the venues and for Motorsport Development Authority. So I think, like, one of the biggest takeaways or impacts that last weekend had was showing everyone, like, there is a huge audience for this stuff, a huge participation pool, tons of passion, big brands that don't even sell enduro bikes or enduro related products. Like, their participation and support of these events are beneficial to anyone.
And a sport that Filipinos can excel, no?
Hindi, yeah,
kailangan matangkad eh, di ba? Like Cheyenne Jones was, you know, beating our male riders, no? She's 5'2", female, pero tinatalo niya yung mga male riders natin, no? So, you know, it's a sport na hindi kailangan matangkad, no?
Tinan mo si Prando.
Wag lang masyado. Oh.
And the motorcycles themselves.
Di na natin makita sa baba, oh.
The motorcycles themselves, the mechanics, the tuning are available here. So it's not the same in the car scene where, like, oh no, we don't have funding because our race cars aren't, like, full of, like, 5 to 6 million pesos worth of, like, mods. Like, no, man. The bikes are here. We have the factory race bikes already here. It's really just developing the athletes.
Then dagdag ni Toto Villanueva sa comment section. So, we have the talent to matao. Medyo kulang lang talaga tayo sa exposure.
Exposure,
training.
Yeah. Correct.
Dagdag ko lang sa sinabi ni Vince, aside from the support ng big brands, I think ang kulang talaga natin is the facilities and yung mga coaches na would help improve or level up yung skills ng mga riders, especially those young ones na nakikita namin ang laki ng potential nila. So, not just the equipment, not just the events, pati siguro yung facilities that will help you know improve yung skills ng mga riders. So that's the reason why kami nila Don Joseph, Ariel, and sila Vince, sila Mark, and the rest of the group. We wanted to create an event talaga na that would expose or create awareness dun sa mga big brands. I like sabi nga ni Mike, one facility would be nice kung meron tayong trials bike. So sabi naman ni Jarvis, ang foundation talaga ng dirt bike riding is trials talaga. Yun ang wala tayo.
Okay, but the first step is what the hard step, which is what you guys are doing, Pau, Ariel, Don Joseph, no? There's no love in what you're doing. It's really about, I mean, there's no support, but there's love and passion. So, I mean, you guys have done a great job in starting this trend. I think you've planted the seed of something that's going to be huge. I also want to say that what's beautiful about the Philippines, if you go to all these first world countries, sobrang pili yung mga places where you can do what you do. Diba? Sa Germany, may mga dedicated places na ganun. Diba? Australia, maybe iba. Kasi that's like just like one person. Like all empty, no? Pero sa Pinas, we've got such a beautiful landscape. And you see a trail, pwede mo sundan. Yung hahabol lang sa'yo, NPA magpabil ka lang, okay ka na dun eh.
Dude, tsaka maski saan ka pumasok na trail, may tindahan sa dulo.
NPA ka, dapat, mo yun.
Dapat masubukan mo yung trail na walang tindahan.
Nako, alam ko yan kung saan yan.
Alright, so now let's talk about the event. So we've talked about what hard enduro is, what enduro is, what you guys have done. Graham Jarvis, anak ni Indiana Jones. What was having Graham Jarvis here? What made you think about doing the Splenduro event? Or was this like a standalone thing that you were already planning?
Yung sa event sa Splendido was thought by Kuya Pao and Kuya Ariel. Matagal na nilang plan na mag-event doon in partnership with Sir Jack and Rile. So I had events this year. Sila Kuya Pao sumasali sa event ko. Then after ng mga event ko, kinausap ako ni Kuya Pao, baka pwede kami mag-partner to do that event. And doon nag-start yun, sir. Pero alam ko matagal na nilang plan na gumawa ng hard enduro race and they already have the venue. And yun, ginawa na namin, sir, yung Splenduro.
So ano yung Splenduro? Wow, Ariel, Don?
Yeah, wow.
Well, yung name ng Splenduro, of course, medyo nilapit namin siya dun sa pangalan ng venue. And meron tayong isang friend dyan, si Vince Tagle. Sabi niya, I think yung Splenduro, it made a name na yung succeeding races, regardless kung saan venue o saan lugar siya dalhin, pwede mo nang gamitin yung Splenduro since yun na yung tumatak sa utak ng tao. No? When you say Splenduro, talagang hard, as in hard enduro. So going back to sa idea ng Splenduro, si Jarvis parang ano na lang namin siya eh, bonus namin dahil yun nga, since nag-agree kami lahat na mag-organize ng race na, I mean, premium race talaga. Level up race, level up event. So, yung gusto namin mangyari ever since. So, happy kami nangyari siya with all the support ng community, yung friends, and some of the sponsors. Sobrang overwhelming, no? And kung explain ko yung enduro, kaya lalo naging mahirap talaga siya. Dahil, kasalanan ni Ariel yan. Pinahirapan niya talaga lahat. Actually, kahit kami, habang ginagawa namin yung tracks, ginagawa namin yung course, kini-question namin sarili namin na, kaya ba natin to? Kasi pag hindi natin kaya, baka sabihin ng mga riders, gumawa kayo ng tracks, kayo nga hindi nyo kayang i-ride eh. So So medyo ni-level namin yung tracks na matutuwa si Jarvis. At the same time, ma-realize nung local riders na kaya ko pala, pero kaya ko siya na in a way na mas madali sana. Na hindi sila, I mean, doon papasok yung kulang pa tayo sa skills, sa techniques, and malayo pa talaga, malayo pa tayo sa skill level ng mga pro riders.
So, Pao, may plano na ba for Splenduro 2?
Yun, marami nagtatanong.
Actually, marami talaga nagtatanong. Kausapin ko muna si Kuya Don Joseph tsaka si Kuya Ariel.
Kausapin mo na dito. Nandito na sila eh. Pag-usapan na natin yung Splenduro 2 para may exclusive kami.
Meron kaming idea, another first. So, pinagpuyatan namin ni Ariel yun the other night kasi meron kaming create na poster way back 2015-2016. So, sabi ko kay Ariel, hanapin niya. Inabot kami hanggang 3 a.m. Kakahanap ng poster na yon. So, Ariel, baka gusto mo share kila Iba and to the boys and girl yung concept.
Saan ba yun?
Tayo-tayo lang naman eh.
Oh, tayo-tayo lang.
Let me check.
Ayun na.
Anyway, sige, while searching for that file later para for the viewers.
Oh, sige, sige.
I had a fear of being questioned again by the riders kasi nga sabi ni Pao pinahirapan ko daw and baka hindi namin kaya. Pero I had the automatic parang answer to that if binato yung question, no? Bakit napakahirap? Kasi laging sinasabi ko na pag sobrang hirap, pag patay na yung rider o halos himatayin na. It was again we invited Jarvis, so ayaw natin na mapahiya kay Jarvis, so the trail was parang it's for Jarvis na certified, parang ganon. So I had an excuse agad pag tinanong ko, so nobody dared naman to us, so kaya mahirap talaga siya. So, yun, na mahirap at it tattooed to their minds again na pag matapos mo lang yung course, it's really an achievement. It's not really of winning against other participants, but it's really a self challenge, no, na matapos mo yung track based dun sa course na ginawa ng Enduro Factory FJ Moto.
Okay, so people have an idea of how difficult you made the course. I think Brando shared a video of Jarvis riding.
Imagine.
Edited yan?
Alien?
Kasama ba sa course yan?
Live edited.
That log was the second obstacle right before the finish line, and the yes. other participants just had to cross it, and he used it as a trials obstacle using a 300cc enduro bike.
Like, grabe yung reaction ng mga tao. So, after the event, sabi ko kay Ariel, I'm sure alam din ni Kuya Don Joseph, late night, lahat nagme-message, yung experience lang, kahit watching Jarvis, huwag na lang yun to compete. Just to watch him ride, just to watch him do his stunts. Sobrang sulit talaga ng event.
Yung the success of Splenduro, you won't have a hard time with Splenduro 2. Mas madami na sigurong sponsors, no? They saw
sana,
that.
Sana. Set,
no? And way more audience.
Yeah. Yeah, and like way more
double.
Audience.
Oh nga, kasi again, I only heard about it from Buck and Mark. And then I think we talked about it really shortly, Vince, when we were with you. Pero yeah. I was like, what's going on? And then after I saw the videos and everything, it blew up on my social media. It's like, damn, I wish I was there. Kahit wala akong alam sa enduro, sa Carabao, yung mga ganon, I still wish I was there, no? So I really think it's going to be a big deal. Can you tell us about how difficult the track was? I mean, how long did it take? What kind of bike did you have? How many competitors joined?
For the track building, it took us about 2 months. 2 months.
Wow.
Of, yes, So it's a mix of prologue, meaning meron siyang man-made area, man-made obstacles, and yung natural trail. And so initially, the idea was parang ano lang eh, parang 2-kilometer course, tapos 3 laps, so that's 6 laps. So we did a run. Parang nisip namin baka masyadong lagi may kinukonsider namin yung feedback ng riders, baka masyadong madali, masyadong mahirap. So we'll do another run every week kung paano, kung gaano kabilis, gaano kahaba, until such time na we realize ano ba yung objective ng event. Is parang premium eh, parang world class yung course. So ayun, doon na nag-decide si Ariel and the rest of the group na medyo talagang i-level up pati yung obstacles, pati yung mga natapos naming course, talagang binago pa namin.
So si Ariel may kasalanan.
Siya talaga. Thing? Siya talaga.
So yan, what am I looking at?
Grabe naman itong picture at itong pinadala ni ano? Ni Vince?
Oh, Ariel, ano daw yan?
Intense,
ah. Si Vince yan, oh.
Yan yung next plano nila.
No, this is not the one. Iba yan, Vince.
Diba? Iba pa yan? Diba?
Iba yun.
Intense yan, ah.
Mas maraming participants yun kasi walang pasok.
Oo.
Kuya, pili lang.
Yung mga lap times sa mga sasali sa Night Enduro. Hindi ka matatakot sa bangin kung di mo nakikita eh.
Correct. Totoo.
Pero, ano ah, ano yan?
No, it's just part pictures of the track so people get an idea of how gnarly it was.
So, isa yan sa gold class.
They're starting line.
How many
line.
Classes
they
were
to,
they?
They had to jump over that pipe.
8 classes? Categories.
8 categories. What?
Sabi ni Mark Sung pala, batikan na raw din pala sa Snack and Food. Bago na silang ginagabi.
Umpisa pa lang yan?
Yeah.
Starting line.
Nice start. Ano yung pipe na yan? PVC o bakal?
HDPE pipe. Parang...
high-density polyethylene. Okay.
Yeah.
Napaka-technical ni Jolly.
What the what?
Okay, imagine this. This was near the finish line, meaning everyone had to navigate that after being utterly exhausted by doing the jungle.
Pero ang maganda, dyan, you see their faces dun sa finish line, di ba? Fresh, ano ba game face, mga yung mata nang lalasik, ano? When they cross the finish line, kala mo mamamatay na.
Alakas mang azar ni Vince.
Hindi, totoo talaga, di ba? Parang na-realize nila na ano ba itong pinasok nila? Grabe yung jura. Yung bang yung lips nila, same color ng skin?
Vince, kung naghaharap pala kayo ng sponsor for the next Splenduro, sa tingin ko, bagay na sponsor dito, ano? Alaksan.
Oo, oh, pwede.
Pwede. Alaksan.
Oh, wag na Alaksan. Level up mo na. Arcoxia, Lyrica, Arcoxia, yung mga hardcore na.
Kailangan natin ng ano dyan, energy drink.
Mas ano na.
Energy drink.
Yo, look at that audience.
So that's nice.
Crazy.
The difference with enduro and other motorsports, yung enduro kasi mabagal, no? And then, alam mo yung each section, you tend to observe how these riders do it. So, lalo na pag, if the rider falls down, so, syempre, has, because of all this crowd watching, he has to really...
Ganong right technique, oh, yung paa niya nasa, ano, yung paa niya nasa sprocket.
Hindi ka dito mamamatay, di ba? Mapabalian ka, pero hindi ka mamamatay.
Hindi ka mamamatay.
Well, there's, No such record na namatay sa enduro.
Kaya yung heart attack?
Wala pa.
After. After.
Yeah. Kaya ba tumitin?
Hindi during eh.
Not counted na. Not counted na.
Hindi dahil ano yan.
Kumain ng bulalo. After.
Kumain ng bulalo.
Hey, where did you get those tires?
Those tires are owned by Splendido.
Oh.
So they were happy enough to let us use them.
Ariel, may alam mo kung makukuha na mas malaki pang gulong, sabihin mo sa akin.
Paki-PM na yan, paki-PM.
Alam
quick
ko yan.
Quick shout out to Mark Adulio. Thanks for the photos, buddy.
Hey, Mark.
I saw, ano, what are the rules? Because I saw a picture of a guy holding a rope, pulling another guy on a motorcycle up.
Yeah, that pwede was one rider. Tulungan? This one.
Pwede ba yan?
Rider to rider, yes. You can have a rider to rider. You can help each other. But outside help is not allowed.
Mm-hmm.
So there were one of, yung first day, I think the first day, or second day, yung isang category, it's a local enduro. There were a lot of riders na na-trap kasi meron pang nag-bottleneck doon sa uphill. So a lot of them were complaining to the officials and specifically to me kasi nga hindi daw sila makadaan. So the only way for you to pass is to help first the other riders.
Galing!
But,
galing.
Yun nga, ang the problem with the Filipino culture, natulungan mo na yung, minyari, tinulungan mo yung nasa taas, iniwanan ka naman for them to reach the finish line. So, hindi yun yung culture na gusto natin. Sa again, in the European countries, they help each other and then they make a imaginary starting line dun sa taas and then they start again and race. Pero sa ating kasi Pilipino, bahala ka dyan, nauna ako. I get to finish first. So again, ito yung gusto nating mabago na culture.
And again, this comes with more experience, no? The more races, you build this kind of camaraderie.
Yes. Yes, it's
kasi yung ganun din yung kwento ni Glenn Aguilar, 'di ba? Nung nasa show siya, ang tindi pala yung mga outside the race tactics. Yan, I'll say it politely. Yung mga ginagawa nila.
Pero hindi yan ang pinopromote natin, 'di ba? May hashtags si boss ano eh, Don Joseph eh. Ano 'yon, boss?
Yo, that's Jarvis. United Enduro. Is that Jarvis?
Ayan. United Enduro.
United Enduro.
Ayan.
Oh, shit. That's him.
So that's what they're promoting, United Enduro.
United Enduro.
United okay. Enduro. Hindi puro reklamo.
hindi yung kanya-kanyang biyahe, no? Like this event. Guys from Davao went to Manila to support us. No, I think
next
there
Jarvis
is another
helping
event.
Another rider.
I think there is another event in November. So, ang ano natin, request natin naman is riders from Manila support, you know, riders
yes,
down
yes.
The event. No, that's United Enduro.
Yeah, that's right, Vince. Thank you to all our brothers from Mindanao, Davao, Jensen, Cagayan de Oro, Zamboanga.
Pampanga, Tarlac.
Yes. Lo,
Bulacan. Diba?
Thank you.
Hey, these are my photos now.
Yung nag-entry for their primary category, kasi pwede kang mag-entry ng multiple eh. Yung pumili ng primary category muna, nasa 245, ganun. Pero yung pagkasama na yung multiple categories, mga umabot kami ng mga 340. Nag-join.
Ilan nakatapos?
Good question.
Siguro mga 10% siguro.
Well, that's not bad. I expected ano, ha?
I will say that...
Yun yung sinasabi ni, ano, ni the Aussie guy, si Chris, kahit sa abroad, on a good day daw, meaning summer, hindi mo ulan, maganda yung ano. Maswerte na maka 20% ang makatapos sa mga ganyang hard enduro events.
So basically, kung more than 20% ang nakatapos sa isang enduro track, hindi siya hard enduro.
Well,
depende na lang siya.
Hindi, baka depende rin kasi well, eventually kung ganun na karami ang percentage na nakakatapos, baka we could consider nag-level up na talaga. Oh, gumagaling na 'yung mga riders natin.
Ano na lang 'yon, mild enduro.
Medium.
I will say that one of the reasons a lot of competent riders did not finish was one of the reasons this was a world-class level race was they were pretty strict about the time limits between checkpoints. So even if the rider was competent enough to navigate the obstacles, if he wasn't doing fast enough, he DNF'd.
Mas mahirap yung race nung first day than the second day. Mas mahirap yung course. Kasi nung first day, umulan talaga.
Day before that pa, umulan.
We're looking at right now of Cheyenne Indiana Jones.
The second day, it was a different route. So there were a lot of climbs. Doon lalong humirap.
Mas mahirap pa kung umulan din with that
yes.
course.
Yes.
Sayang.
And a lot of guys did a track raid before the race proper, the race day. You know, the ones you saw in the picture. Wala yan nung track raid nila eh. So, nung dumating sila nung race day, sabi niya, bakit may pipes? Bakit?
Surprise!
Surprise! So,
kasalanan ni Ariel.
Si Ariel talaga.
Hindi siya nakontento eh.
Utos yan ni Graham Jarvis.
And for the audience, that was one of the best parts about it. For the audience experience, honestly. Those man-made obstacles made it such a joy for audience.
Hi, mga macho at sexy chismosa. Ako nga pala si Makoy, ang inyong corporate slave.
At ako nga pala si Ingo, ang inyong corporate lackey.
Nabalitaan nyo na ba yung pinakabagong chismis? Nandito na kami ngayon sa Podcast Network Asia.
Oo nga, kaya samahan nyo kami sa longest.
Longest?
Running.
Ay, yung pinakamahaba?
Comedy podcast sa buong Pilipinas.
Di ba ba longest yung pinakamahaba?
Oo, pare, tayo yung pinakamahaba. Ang macho chismisa.
Dahil ang tunay na macho,
chismoso.
Pag longest ba, tayo rin yung pinakamatigas?
If you have a picture of the Venduro class, no? These are older bikes, vintage bikes that they were during the pipe section, the finish line. They were literally pushing, carrying the bike, one wheel to the other wheel over the pipes, throwing. And then alam mo yung it was a tight dun sa nagnanalo na first and second. They were like a pipe away lang ang gap. So it depends sino na yung pinakamalakas in strength. But yung motor hindi na kuan yun. Hindi na advantage.
So okay, here's a question. If someone watching, some crazy person watching after seeing this and hearing all of your cuento, if some crazy person watching Two Niner Rider says, "Hey, that looks like I want to do." How do they get started in enduro and hard enduro? Don?
Si Kuya Pao na lang po, mas masasagot niya yan.
How to start? Well,
iba,
minsan kami ni Ariel, we have guests or parang customers who come in. Lagi silang tatanong, kaya ba namin yung enduro? I guess, minsan kasi yung sport, hindi, well, ang road bike, pag bumili ka ng motor, marunong ka mag-motor, marunong ka mag-balance, yun na yun eh. Yung itong enduro, parang kailangan love mo yung sport eh. Kailangan gusto mo talaga siya. Dahil after mo bumili ng gears, after mo bumili ng motor, after mo mapagod na munti ka ng mahimatay, baka mag-decide ka na, ay, ayoko pala ng sport na to. So, prior, alam mo yun, kaya kami ginagawa namin, sige, mag-rent ka muna ng bike, hiram ka muna ng bike sa amin. Tapos, daling ka namin sa light rail, yung easy trail lang, bago ko mag-decide bumili para sa'yo.
Pakakainin ka pa.
All right. Now, I'm going to ask Vince. Vince, how did you get into this?
Well, kaibigan ko silang tatlo. Si Ariel, si Pao, tsaka si Don Joseph. So, sa kaibigan ko. And they needed a host. So, ako lang yung, well, they needed a host. So kami ni Vince yung makapalamukha na, sige, tirahin natin. Wala tayong alam. And ang hirap eh, kasi 24, ano, halos 8 hours kang mag-iisip kung anong kikwento mo sa crowd eh, di ba? Kasi pangit naman ang walang announcer or walang ano eh, background noise during the event eh, no? So, yun lang. For the love of enduro.
Vince, ang tanong yata ni Iba, paano ka napunta sa enduro?
Oh. Oh, yun, the greatest of all time pala, nandito. Ayan, si Idol Glenn. Yun.
Idol.
Congratulations to the organizers and sponsors for this successful event, for the riders and the fans to experience hard enduro. Or, no, how did you get into the enduro scene, Vince?
Actually hindi pa prime yung enduro mga 2017.
Isipin mo na lang iba, kalabaw pa yung panukat niya dati sa hard enduro. Hindi pa na invento motor.
Binenta ko yung super tenere ko. Tapos may extra cash ako. So hindi ko alam anong gagawin. Biglang I found out merong binebentang enduro bike sa Cebu, no? So I bought it, a Husqvarna na FE250 na 4-stroke. Pagdating dito, sabi ko, mali yata itong binili ko. Ah. Hindi ko alam kung saan ko gagamitin. So, ayun. I was selling it, pero wala bumibili. Kasi at that time, medyo mahal. Ah. Sana hindi nanonood yung wife ko. So at that time, mga 550,000 bili ko. No? So sabi ko, paano ko bebenta to? Walang may gustong bumili. Anyway, hindi ko mabenta. So sabi ko, gamitin ko na lang. Fortunately, si Pao at si Ariel pumasyal sa Ride Manila. Tapos napagkwentuhan ganyan, enduro. Sabi ko, uy, meron akong bike na ganyan. Sabi ko gano'n. So they invited me dun sa ride nila. Kala ko, madami kami. So punta ako, sama ako. Pagdating ko, tatlo lang kami. Pinag-breakfast nila ako. Tapos ride kami, no? Nung nagra-ride kami, sabi ko, ano ba itong pinasok ko ito? Sabi ko gano'n, parang, ako, patay.
At least
pinakain ka muna. Anyway, sabi ko, parang mahirap to. Yung feeling mo, mamamatay ka eh, sa hirap eh, no? Sabi ko, siguro last na to, ayoko na. So when we went home, nag-lunch kami, pinag-lunch na naman ako. The next day, yung sinasabi na yung
enduro
toxins. Oo, iniisip ko. Oh, hindi, kaya ko yun eh. Dapat ganito pala ginawa ko. Ganito technique, ganito yung ano dyan. Ganun. Hindi, sige, susubukan ko ulit, kaya yan. So that's how it goes, no? Parang na-addict, no? Ang with enduro kasi, when you ride, parang buong linggo, iniisip mo paano mo conquer an obstacle, paano itaken, ano yung proper technique, iniisip mo buong linggo. Tapos iisip ka kung ano yung mga bagong sorry lalagay mo sa motor mo, ganun. And then, ganun na naman, di ba? Pag ride mo, puta, minumura mo na naman, no? Gusto mo nang benta yung bike mo. Parang si Litos nyo, binibenta yung bike niya, pero sayang, wala akong pera. Binibenta yung motor. Pero after nung ride, ganun na naman. Pagdating ng Monday, iniisip ko na naman, no, paano mo gagawin. So, yun, that's how I got into the enduro scene. So, nakaka-addict yung enduro.
How about you guys? Pao?
Enduro. Well, before enduro, matagal na ako nagro-road bike. So, me and Ariel, yung partnership namin started way back 2000, 2004-2005. So, ano kami, pareho kaming employee at that time. So, lagi kami nakikita during a meeting. So, siya from other company, ako din. So, lagi niya sinasabi sa akin na gusto niya subukan yung enduro. Sabi ko, ano ba yan? Sabi ko, road bike lang tayo. Ito, masaya dito, ganyan. So, anyway, it took him siguro mga 4 years to convince me. So, 2009, nag-decide na kami na, eto na, wala na atrasan. Bili na kami ng motor. So, yung first bike na nabili namin, mali pala. Akala namin yun ang pang-enduro. Sobrang bigat, sobrang, alam niyo, sobrang bagal. Ano yun, Yel? Honda XR.
It's a dual bike, dual XR 200. Hindi naman siya mali. It's just
dual sport.
Yung setting lang ng akala namin yung gulong okay pala, dapat pala at tinatanggal yung side mirror, dapat pala yung kadena ay yung sprocket mas malaki para mabagal. So we thought yung stock okay na yun. So syempre and then we ended up riding from Manila going to Tanay, yung kala Jay, kanino nga ito pa, yung may river crossing?
Kuya Jay.
Oh yeah, yung lugar nila. So, hindi namin alam na, wala pa kasi, hindi pa uso yung mga pick-up dati, na isasakay mo sa pick-up, and you go to places. Basta kami from Manila, ride. So, yun. Then, it happened na when we were trying to figure out yung may mga sanga-sangang mga trails, yung nga, sabi ni Vince, Kalabaw Trails. Sabi ko, maganda rito, ah, pasok-pasok kami. Kasi nung nangyari yon, then dun nasunog yung clutch. We were stuck. We were forced to seek help from the locals to bring our bikes sa kalye para isakay sa jeep going back to Manila. So parang dun nagsimula. And then, na-addict ka na. Kasi nga, hindi mo natapos yung isang route. You have to go back. And then we research about, ito pala yung mga enduro bikes talaga. So you have to change the gearing, you change the handlebars. Marami kang modification. Remove the signal lights. Remove all the parts na pwedeng mabasag. Unnecessary parts. So it started on a Honda XR 200 way back 2008, 2009. Doon, and then there were, when we were research sa internet, meron palang mga enduro bikes talaga na built for off-road. So when you buy it, it's really stuck na ang gearing niya, wala ka nang i-upgrade. So we were fond of buying second-hand bikes kasi marami palang nagtitinda dahil di siguro hindi nagustuhan yung enduro. And then we were the usual trace ng mga enduro riders. And then doon namin nakilala yung mga friends namin na, wait, syempre may mga tawag nilang bakal boys that can't afford. Sige, kami na bahala sa gas ninyo, pakain, basta pag di namin akyat, kayo mag-akyat ng motor namin. So they were, it was fun. Kasi ang bala mo is tawag nito, may pera ka lang para pag napagod, i-invite mo sila for a soft drinks, for a few snacks dun sa taas, kay Cover Hill. So dun alam mo yun, yung it doesn't matter what bike you have, ang importante na-injure mo yung route na yun. So, dun nagsimula. And then, the rest is history na.
Yun. Alright. How about you, Don Joseph?
Ako po yung sa akin, nag-shift lang ako kasi nag-start po ako sa bisikleta, sa enduro and then downhill. Eh, nagkakaedad na po kasi. So, natry ko na. Shift yung sa enduro na motorcycle. Nag-bike din ako, road bike, but no offense sa mga nag-road bike, hindi ko talaga siya nagustuhan. I'm more on, ano po kasi ako outdoor. So, binenta ko yung unang bike ko. It was an R90. And then yun, bumili ako ng enduro bike. And then, yung shop ko po kasi is malapit sa San Mateo, sa mga trail sites. So, ayun, dun po ako nag-start.
Yun.
Yeah.
What is going on here? This looks like chaos. Parang may apocalypse. Everybody's trying to escape. It's the middle of the night.
Chaos sa gabi. Parang puri na rider lang iba.
Is this... what's happening?
Yeah, iba. Meron kasing site sa Zambales. Yung tinatawag nilang Mount Tapulao. So, yun yung kinukonsider ng community natin na talagang mother of hard enduro. So, may mga nangyayaring event doon, small race events, organized by different groups. Pero wala pa talaga nag-organize ng race doon na as big as Splenduro. So, maganda yung trail, maganda yung site. It's 6,700 yata ang meters ba, yel or feet? Parang, I think feet, di ba? 6,000 feet ang Mount Tapulao. So from kilometer 4 hanggang kilometer 14, talagang hard enduro talaga siya.
9 to 16.
Ah, sorry, 9 to 16.
So famous, ito ba yung...
Famous yan.
Ba yung pinaplanan nyo?
Yes. Actually, this shot is taken from, I think this is from the US race. Oh, nilagyan lang namin na parang 2015. Pao, ano kaya, napag-usapan lang, how about organizing a parang night enduro? So, but it was really not a race. Parang, instead of morning natin tirahin natin ang gabi. Para mas memorable. So, usap-usap lang, kwento-kwento, but hindi talaga natuloy. But sabi ko nga, after...
Wala. Sinabi mo na sa tunay na rider, kailangan na matuloy yan, di ba?
Tuloy na
yan. Oo.
Tuloy na.
Ni Vince.
Ano kayari? Di ba, inakit at binabaan nyo yan ng gabi kayo ni Toy?
Nasa isip ka rin at napahamak tayo.
Wala, force to good na kayo.
Kailan to? March?
You heard it here.
Open for registration. Contact
January.
January. Oh, yun. You heard it here first January, on Tunay January. Na Rider. Ano to? Splenduro 2 na ba to?
Open na ba yung Open na yung registration?
Message yun lang si Pau, si Ariel, at si Don Joseph.
Oo. Sana nanonood din yung mga sponsors at yung mga potential sponsors, di ba?
Papakita natin sa mga sponsors to.
Nandito naman si Jenna.
Yes.
Si Mark Sung. Ka, Jenna. Ang dami ng potential sponsors,
I'm sorry. Hello?
Sinasabi ni Jenna na namin lahat.
As audience, that's gonna be so fun. That looks so fun because it's gonna be like a night festival with music blasting. People are gonna drink. They're gonna camp. They're gonna scream at the riders. They're gonna dance. They're gonna be half naked. That's gonna
These
be
are all
fun
things that Jenna
at the events
do.
Ground
on January.
And the weather is cool.
Oh,
so it's gonna be like
January.
Mark
your calendars, guys.
Send Google Cal invites na Jenna.
Night rave at the campsite, guys. You're already invited.
All right. Thank you so much. And as we end every show, for the first timers, let's start with Pao. Anong definition mo ng tunay na rider?
Tunay na rider ay hindi sumusuko.
Yun.
What does sumusuko mean?
Search mo muna, Jenna.
All right.
GMJ, Google mo, Jenna.
Go next.
All right. Ariel.
Yeah, tunay na rider. If you fail, you stand up again and try.
Yun. Ito yung mga enduro definitions, mga hard enduro definition ng tunay na rider. Don Joseph.
Tunay na rider, hindi iyakin. I'm sorry, tunay na enduro rider.
Tunay na enduro rider. Brando.
Tunay na driver.
Tunay na driver is... Hindi, yun nga yung sabi ni Jarvis. Yung yung sinulat din ni ano ni pangalan nito ni paperback writer si Enzo. Pero yung ganda nung ano niya eh, yung pag, yun nga, ang pag-enduro daw parang buhay lang yan. Pag hindi gumagana, step back, reset, then tira na naman.
Would you guys like me to read what paperback writer wrote? It's beautiful and it's very short.
Game.
This is paperback writer, right? How do you know when to give up? Graham popped his helmet up on his head and looked up the hill. And Graham says, sometimes you have to reset. You might have missed the line. You might have hit a root, or you might have lost momentum. Instead of going full gas, sometimes it's better to go back down, reassess, and try something different. But you don't give up. All that matters is that you keep moving forward. His gaze became wistful for a moment. He happened to look at me. Quite softly, he added, quite like life, really. It was in that moment, in that whisper, that I saw his journey as he might have seen it. The challenges and struggles, the injuries and recoveries, the crushing weight of age, held at bay by only passion and perseverance.
Next naman. Buck, I mean,
that's paperback writer. Paperback writer.
Iba, may nag-comment dito. May nagko-comment dito si Miko Marquez. Ito ang Jarvis ng Pilipinas. Miko, hindi ka pwedeng humindi pero i-interviewin ka namin dito sa show next time, ha? Ikaw ang ano, guest.
This is Baby Jarvis.
Oh,
yes. Baby Jarvis.
Baby Jarvis.
All right.
Miko.
Ang sabi ni Miko, ang tunay na rider, tinatanggap ang pagkakamali at pagkakatalo. Yeah. Pagkatalo. Yun. Correct, correct. May humility, 'di ba? And humility to improve.
Yes.
Okay. O Jenna, nahanap mo na 'yung susuko?
Yeah.
All right. Again, thank you so much, Pao, Jenna, Vince, Don Joseph, Brando sort of. In and out.
sorry.
Pucha, hindi ka pa...
Wala, isang oras, globe,
isang oras kalahati. Isang oras kalahati ka na nagdumamaneho, ah. Hindi ka pa humabot sa destination mo.
Hindi pa. De, pangit yung signal ng globe. Globe.
Ariel. Maraming salamat. It was a very educational, haphazard, but inspirational show tonight on Tunay na Rider. Maraming
salamat. So everyone, support Enduro. Everybody.
Yes, United Enduro. Guys, thank you.
United Enduro.
It's the funnest shit. It's so fun as fuck.
Sa sobrang ganda ng event, alam ko na yung ibig sabihin ng Splenduro.
Oo nga, hindi ko alam na Splendido.
Splendido Enduro.
Enduro na splendid. Splendid Enduro. Splendid.
Tinanong mo si Jarvis. Hey, splendid.
Pagkasama mo si Mark Sung at si Vince Tagle, ano yan? Spenduro. Mapapagastos ka talaga. Yun ang budol nila.
Ano?
Budol nila sa bundok at saka budol nila sa tindahan.
May daladalang yung pang swipe.
And remember guys, for all your Enduro needs, head to Enduro Factory PH and FJ Moto Enduro.
Alright, Manila!
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia, the hosts of the program, or other programs of the network. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.